Good morning, everyone. My name is Ivy Poon, and I'm going to present my project on managing medication adherence in elderly hypertensive patients through pharmacist home visit. This project was funded by the CMS, and I have nothing to disclose. Now, the reason why I would like to conduct this project, this is because in clinical practice environment as a pharmacist, I have seen many patients coming with uncontrolled blood pressure. And when you ask the patient, have you taken your medication, the patient oftentimes is very hard for them to try to explain how am I taking it. And especially if you look at the senior population, you will see a lot of patients is on like 15 or 20 medications. With the problem of polypharmacy, it's very hard for them to tell the practitioner how they are taking the medication and if they are adhered to the medication. So the focus of this project is through pharmacist home visit, we are trying to target this problem and to solve the problem. And specifically, this project focuses on African American patients. This is because African American patients have the highest uncontrolled blood pressure rate among all the other races. And once they develop hypertension, they are at higher risk for complications such as stroke, kidney disease, heart disease. The purpose of this study is to reduce health disparity in blood pressure control by improving medication adherence among African American Medicare beneficiary populations who are 65 years and older. So specifically, we are trying to target at the senior population among the African American population. The objectives of this study is to improve the blood pressure control, increase hypertension knowledge, encourage self-monitoring behavior among these patients, and increase medication adherence. The research design is an educational intervention study design, which started with baseline data collection collected by a pharmacist during a pharmacist's home visit, and then followed by biweekly telephone calls. And at 6 months, we send the same pharmacist to the patient's house to conduct a 6 month pharmacist home visit. And the last step is data collection and analysis. We are currently we have passed the end of the second year of the study. So we are current stage, we have complete all the data analysis, and we are in the stage of trying to disseminate the information back to the participants and the providers. So the study was conducted in Houston. Houston is the fourth largest city in the United States. It has a large population of 2 million. And the African Americans make up of 24% of the population. And out of those, about 9% are 65 years and older. And among all the African Americans in Houston, 25% are living below the poverty level. The study was carried out at Texas Southern University. TSU is one of the largest HBCU in the country, and then being located in an inner city neighborhood in Houston, we have this advantage for having a lot of existing network collaboration experience with the local community, the local African-American communities in the neighborhood. So that really helps for the study when we are trying to approach them during the patient recruitment stages. And TSU is located within the Third Ward neighborhood in Houston. In Third Ward, it is estimated about over 40% of the population in Third Ward is living below poverty level. The recruitment criteria, they are adults 65 years and older. They need to be residing in independent living facility, apartments, single family homes. We didn't recruit anyone from nursing home because nursing home have nurses to help them with their medication. Also, they have to have a diagnosis with high blood pressure and taking any antihypertensive medications. So this is a distribution of our recruitment results. The majority of our participants were recruited from faith-based organizations like church groups, followed by community centers. We also recruit a lot of patients from independent living facilities. And after we started with the recruitment efforts, we also see a lot of patients self-referred by friends. It's like, you know, one of the friends joined the program and then the friend tell another friend. So a lot of them are self-referred too. So for the intervention, again, we provide pharmacist home visits to those patients. Now the pharmacist, once they are in the patient's home, they will conduct, they will go through a comprehensive medication review, which basically means they look at all the medication that the patient is taking, they go through their medication cabinet, and they create a list of medication lists of all the medication they are currently taking to be provided to the patient so the patient can take it to their next provider meeting with the medical physician. The pharmacist also educate the patient about how to eat better, do the DASH diet, have diet restriction because of the hypertension, and how to be more physically active. The pharmacist also provide a automated blood pressure machine for the patient to show the patient how to use the machine. So that machine is for the patient to keep for the duration of the study and thereafter. So tell the patient to check their blood pressure every day and to try to empower the patient to take up the responsibility to improve their blood pressure control. So after the first home visit, that is followed by telephone follow-up, which is conducted every 2 weeks. The primary outcome of the study is blood pressure control rate, and the secondary outcomes are mean blood pressure changes and also self-reported medication adherence. We use the Marinsky scale, which is a four-item questionnaire, very simple for the senior to report. And also self-monitoring behavior on whether or not they're using the machines. Also, the last one is hypertension knowledge and awareness questionnaire. So the findings of the study, we have recruited 431 patients, and among those 350 of them enrolled and received a first home visit, and 45 patients had dropout. The reasons for the dropout include relocation, death, and also a lack of interest in the study. And 305 patients receive a 6 month home visit. The mean age is 75 years old, and the majority of them, 82% of them, are female, and the mean BMI is 31. And I would like to point out that this is about the criteria or the classification for obesity. It's greater than 30, so the mean BMI is obese. The mean age for hypertension diagnosis is 18 years, and the comorbidities is listed as 1 in 3 has diabetes, 5% has renal disease, and 1 in 3 has chronic pain issues. The reason why I listed diabetes and renal disease is because we have, according to the JNC7 guidelines, we hold them to a more stringent blood pressure control if they have diabetes and renal disease. Also, patients with chronic pain, pain itself will cause elevation in blood pressure. So if the pain is not controlled, a lot of times it increases blood pressure too. So this is a result of recruitment efforts and also a graph about the distribution of uncontrolled blood pressure that we have found. So this is in a scale where the darker it gets, the color, the darker is the color, which is red, the higher is the uncontrolled blood pressure rate. So if you look at the yellow color, that means about 10 to 20% of them are uncontrolled, versus the red zone are the zone where at least like 80% of them are uncontrolled. Now, I would like to point out that Houston is also a city where we have the largest Texas Medical Center in the whole nation, and also a very world-famous medical center. But also within this city, we also find that in very close proximity, we have patients who have at least 80% of them have uncontrolled blood pressure. So I just want to point out the disparities that is involved in this area. Now, in this slide, I would like to point out that the findings in our study, what we found is this intervention is most effective when we are using in patients who have very high uncontrolled blood pressure, which is at baseline greater than 160 millimeters mercury, where you see a significant drop in systolic blood pressure and also a significant improvement in the blood pressure control. There are some previous study also showed that a clinical significance of drop in systolic blood pressure of 5 millimeters mercury is associated with decrease in stroke and heart disease. And in our study, we find that 47% of our patients had a clinically significant drop in systolic blood pressure. For those who had a very high baseline systolic blood pressure, 82% had greater than 5 millimeters mercury drop in systolic blood pressure in 6 months. Now, this is a secondary endpoint finding on medication adherence. In general, our patients are reporting that they are being more adherent to the medication. If you look at the scale score, the lower is the score, the better is the adherent. So the scale score has decreased significantly at 6 months, and also the percent of non-significant has improved at 6 months. As far as hypertension knowledge, we use a very simple questionnaire, 10-item questionnaire, asking questions very simply. For example, like if someone's blood pressure is greater than 160 over 100, is it high, low, normal, or don't know? You know, something simple like that, a lot of our participants were not able to answer those at baseline. And we were trying, we were able to improve the score by a little bit, but it was statistically significant too. This is the picture of the machines that we are giving out. It's all automated machines, self-inflate, self-deflate machines. We are very glad that at the end of our study, 91% of our participants are still using the machine. And some of the barriers experienced by our seniors is plainly because of the malfunction of the machine, the memories, who a lot of times they need a lot of assistance in trying to use the machines. And so they need some coaching involved through our telephone calls and also home visits too. Now, at this time point, the intervention were complete last month, and we're very glad that the majority of the participants have pretty good results. And the lessons learned include we find that self-monitoring behavior is highly feasible among our senior population, as long as they're giving the appropriate education to and guidance on how to use it. And a lot of the senior prefer face-to-face contact versus telephone call. Also, for those who had very high blood pressure, the program staff and myself, we felt like a lot of times more frequent follow-up, more frequent home visits may be needed. There are some challenges, including in the recruitment stages. It was hard to recruit them in the beginning because of the fear of scams. But after we started with the, get the ball rolling, and there are a lot of patients that are self-refer, and so that was overcame. And also telephone tech is a challenge if you're thinking about a telephone intervention for senior. Potential policy complications. We find that this study is beneficial in the point that potentially pharmacist home visits could be reimbursed by third-party insurance companies. Now, currently, we have Medicare Part D, which covers for MTM service, which is the medication therapy management service. But the majority of those services are done in clinics and also in pharmacy. They are not going to patients' house. As a result of this study, we have used the findings of this study to secure a grant, which is the DHHS, the PCCC, Patient-Centered Care Collaboration Grant, Initiative Grant, and also we will use the result of this study to apply for the RCMI grant of the college. Thank you very much for your attention.